This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. Ms. Muskete and I live in the grassland very near the Chiricahua Mountains. We're on the northeastern side of the Sulphur Springs Valley. It's that part that near the Chiricahua Mountains, that part of our lives, it feels so important of late. And, you know, sometimes when the state of the world or closer to home, the state of America, or sometimes just homestead chores get to us, we escape to the mountains. And a lot of times we just go to eat lunch, a picnic, you know, and then maybe a short walk and then home. Lately, we've been going to the Chiricahua National Monument for our brief escapes. Plop down at a picnic table under an Arizona cypress or alligator juniper and hang out with some Mexican jays or a friendly tourist or two. It's really nice. It's renewing. And there's a trail that wanders along a creek bed by old homesteads and through the woods. You know, always cool birds and reptiles and mammals to be found in those woods. And oh yeah, cool plants. Yeah. So listen, on one recent fall day, we're going to take that trail into the woods. And before we get out into the woods, we noticed a grove of trees out in a meadow. Trees with bright yellow autumnal leaves. And I say, well, those don't look like ash trees. And we walk over to that grove, that thicket of trees. They aren't in rows, you know. And you could tell that they've been spreading by root suckers. And they had this very cool geometric-shaped bark, chunky bark, and these shaped trapezoidal, rhomboidal, rectangular, chunky shapes, this brown bark on the trunks. What the heck? Then Ms. Muskete says, hey, look at this. And she points at small orange fruit on one of the trees. Oh, my goodness. Persimmons. A thicket of feral persimmons. Relics of a very, very old orchard. Gosh, I mean, one of my earliest memories as a kid was trying to eat a persimmon from the woods behind my childhood home, you know, outside Louisville, Kentucky. Talk about puckering. And then my father said, well, you can't eat the fruit until after the first hard frost. When the fruit of the persimmon is quite astringent until fully ripe or after the first hard frost. Thank you, Dad. So be prepared to pucker. The botanical name, Diospyros virginiana. It's in the ebony family, Ebonaceae. There are several hundred species of Diospyros found around the world on every continent but Antarctica. Linnaeus gave it the genus name, Diospyros. It means Zeus's fruit. With this plant, virginiana, it means it's of Virginia. Colonial Virginia, I bet, and it's found from Connecticut in the southeast, from Connecticut south, right? Okay, these plants, I'm going to tell you this whether you want whether you want to know it or not, Diospyros plants are dioecious, male and female flowers on separate plants, but sometimes they are polygamodioecious. What? Sometimes there'll be a perfect flowers hidden, you know, bisexual flowers hidden on the plant. That's just to make sure things get done. And finally, I almost forgot, two species of Diospyros in America. America. The Virginiana, the one I've been talking about, and over in Texas, Texana, Diospyros texana, a really pretty small tree with peely bark. So now you know. And this has been fun. These borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.